You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Dis-Chem Pharmacies Limited released their annual results for the financial year ended 28 February 2026. The 12-month period saw them increase revenues by 9.3% to just over 42 billion rand. Group profit after tax was just shy of the 2 billion rand mark, but increased by 20%. We're going to be taking a look at these numbers in a bit more detail with the Group Chief Executive Officer, Rui Morais. She joins me on the line now to see what we make of their performance. Rui, always lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. A strong year from the business's perspectives, couple of moving parts within the numbers, and we'll get into some of those moving parts. Your initial thoughts on how the year has been?
Yes, thank you for having me. I mean, I think firstly, a lot of change in the year. We launched some significant, strategic initiatives. One would have been, you know, Better Rewards, which is obviously, you know, a reimagined reward program that really aligns with the purpose of the brand, you know, to increase access to care and reduce cost. And I think as a retailer, you sit on tools like reward programs to facilitate something like that, as opposed to just discounting healthcare services, you know, which would have been the traditional way to do that. And I think the market, certainly from a consumer perspective, has reacted really well, you know, so very, very much driven by change, lots of things going on, lots of moving parts. But, you know, when you can grow revenue as strongly as we have been in what is a very competitive retail landscape and environment, you know, with a very value conscious consumer, then I think, you know, you deem it very successful. So a lot of investment in the year as well with Bigly, but we're really well positioned, you know, to continue our ambitions going forward.
Rui, can we take a look at some of the other new things that have been launched? I remember most recently being the Health Hub in Melrose Arch, the new format for Dis-Chem stores. Take me through that strategy. And I understand it doesn't relate to the previous financial year. We'll likely only see the impact of it in the current financial years going forward. But take me through the timely rollout of that and where the business's thinking was following last year.
Sure. So from a timing perspective, I think, I mean, we've been very clear that isn't a concept store or a flagship store. That is very much a reimagination of what our physical space needs to look like to kind of do the things that require us to do as a brand to align with our purpose. So, you know, as a consumer, you may experience a different looking store. But in actual fact, there are ways of working that have changed completely in the way that we deliver healthcare services like pharmacy and clinic, that store forces us to consider. So to your point, I mean, it does become the format that we roll out. And from the 1st of August, any store where we get beneficial occupation from the 1st of August will carry that format. And then we're also looking at the economics of reestablishing our 300 store network to carry that format going forward. I mean, the fundamentals behind that store format allow us to, for example, increase access to care, reduce cost. You know, we're much more efficient in the way that we deliver higher quality services in the clinic and the pharmacy. And that's always remained at the center of our brand. It's always core to what we do. So importantly, you know, we're sizing up the economics, we're sizing up how much capital needs to be deployed over what time. But certainly from the 1st of August and moving into FY27, you will see all of our stores get that kind of format. You will see that feel. So, I mean, we're moving on to our second one now in this month, you know, and progressively we'll continue to open up more store of the future type formats.
Rui, let's reflect on the rest of FY26 from an operational standpoint. The business putting down more than 400 million rand into investments in your own ecosystem. The Bigly Labs project that you mentioned, more than 300 million rand into that. Headline earnings per share, basic earnings per share coming down. The decision from a business perspective to reduce the dividend payout as well. Take me through all of those moving parts and just kind of where the business is at the moment with that.
Yeah, so I mean, I think when you live in an environment like we do, and I think I described it earlier, so you have a very value-conscious consumer, you also have a very, very competitive retail environment. I think you need to, you have a choice. I think you either need to internally disrupt yourself, and by that, you know, I kind of reference an environment like Bigly. You know, it's a highly concentrated, highly focused unit that exists to drive innovation for a customer. And as a function of that, it does force you to change your ways of working, and it comes at a cost initially before it generates a return. You know, but I've always thought, you know, my own ambitions and the way that we've positioned the business, I've always thought that, You know, you need to go through that internal disruption at some point in time in the life cycle of a business. It feels like the right moment in South African retail. It's required for you to stay relevant in the long term and for you to win in the long term. You know, the other option is to play it safe now and then become irrelevant in 5 years' time. And there's a few proof points in South African retail that already talk to that. And I think, you know, the way that we've done it, it's all centered around investing in innovation around healthcare services. You know, we very much see that as our defensive moat away from traditional food grocers. You know, that is what we're good at. That is what we want to change. That is what we want to improve in South Africa. And, you know, the rest of retail will be sold off the back of that. So, you know, that was the logic behind XBigly Labs. It has driven some of the initiatives we spoke about, better rewards, store of the future, and more exciting ones to come into FY27.
Rui, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the other developments that have been unfolding around the Dis-Chem business. The market today not being too happy with the decision to reduce that dividend, but alongside that, conversations now with the Competition Commission following a complaint by our health minister around your rewards program. I want to get your thoughts on that, understanding that, of course, the Competition Commission investigation is still underway. And so some parts of that you may not be at liberty to discuss at this stage, but just from a rewards perspective, from an offering perspective, I imagine the Dis-Chem business would have done its due diligence before rolling this out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we wouldn't have put any reward program in the market or any boost or mechanism, you know, that contravened regulations. I think we always expected some level of noise around the structure of the program. I think from our perspective, you know, the program serves to do two things. So if you think about the concept of the pharmacy boost, it does not discount medicine in any way. It encourages a specific call to action and rewards people for doing that. That call to action is, you know, to come to our pharmacy. And if you think about the importance of someone coming to pharmacy, pharmacy is an entry point into the healthcare environment in South Africa. It is a cheap entry point that offers quality care. Something like chronic medication adherence. You know, rewarding someone for chronic medication adherence reduces the risk of morbidity and mortality. You know, it keeps people well. It allows people to contribute to the economy. You know, if you think about societal health and the importance of that, it's very well positioned and structured, and we're just using what is a reward tool to enable that. Now, it's interesting that, you know, we would have been taken to the Competition Commission because this is very pro-consumer. It reduces the cost of care to a consumer. It does require you to shop at our pharmacy. You know, you still have a choice to shop anywhere. It's just encouraging you to use our pharmacy and improve your health outcomes and then reward you for those, you know, very similar to other health programs work in South Africa. It's just centered around better rewards. So, I mean, for now, we did our due diligence. We expected some sort of approach from the market, and, you know, we comply as need to be, and we look to a favorable outcome. I think this is very, very positive for the health and the affordability of South African consumers.
The team at Dis-Chem having a strong year from a revenue perspective and using that leverage to continue to reinvest into the business and grow the business where they can. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Group Chief Executive Officer Rui Moresh for joining us to take a look at the numbers for the financial year ended 28 February 2026 and how Dis-Chem fared.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.